The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was there in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have dogs? How many of you have cats? Tell me if this resonates with you. A dog says, "You pet me, you feed me, you shelter me, you love me, you must be God." A cat says, "You pet me, you feed me, you shelter me, you love me, I must be God." I came across a book a while ago called Cat and Dog Theology, and it is based on just that saying. The dogs act one way, cats act another, and we as people tend to do something very similar. A lot of us have cat theology. Cats act as though God exists to meet their needs, but dogs exist to bring glory to God. Cats worship God because he does things for them. Dogs worship God because God is God. Cats pray for what they want. Dogs pray for what God wants for them. The question really is, do we live for God, or do we think that God lives for us? And so cat theology is not wrong. It is just incomplete. It tends to be focused on what God does for us rather than God just being the awesome creator of all things. Cat theology says, "I'm interested in God so long as God gives me what it is I ask for." And dogs just say, "I love you, God, no matter what." Like in the song that is sung during Passover, Dayenu. If you had led us out of Egypt and had not given us manna, well, that would be enough. If you had done this thing but hadn't done the next, it would be enough. That's dog theology. Praising God because God is God, not because of what God does for us. And so often, some of our hymns are based so much on cat theology, so much on what we want from God, praising God more for what God has done for us and seeking God's blessings rather than seeking God. In cat theology, cats want to be close to God. Doesn't your cat want to be close to you? Don't they like to curl up in your lap and get right on that piece of newspaper you're trying to read? They want to be close to God, but they don't want him to interfere with their lives. Isn't that the way of a cat? Do cats come when called? Do cats come when they hear that food is being set out for them? Does your cat know the sound of the can opener? Mine always did. Yeah, they go right to the bowl. They know you're going to feed them. They want you because you feed them, because you care for them. because as far as they're concerned, they remember their days back in Egypt when they were worshipped. Cats don't seem to forget that, do they? Cats want to tell God what to do. Dogs want God to tell them what to do. Cats focus more on the gift that they receive from God, more on the gift giver. Cats want to help people because it makes them feel good. Dogs want to help people in order to bring glory to God. And the good side of that is it makes them feel good as well. Cats love God so long as life is going their way. And dogs love God regardless. Cats focus on the feel-good parts of the Bible. It may leave them feeling good, but unprepared to focus life on life itself. Dogs see all of the Bible, the challenging portions as well as the comforting ones. Cats focus mainly on God's blessings while on earth. Dogs realize that eternity matters much more than anything that happens here. In cat theology, the answer to the question, why did Jesus die on the cross? Because he loves me. He died for my sins. He died so I can be forgiven. He died so I can go to heaven. I. And that's not wrong. But it's not enough. That Jesus died to glorify his Father, as well as to do all those things that cats acknowledge. Dogs make God's glory their number one priority. Cats make their own glory their number one priority. Because what God wants is for God's name to be made holy, to be sanctified. Dogs know that putting anything above God distorts creation. Dogs' prayer requests are focused not just on what their own needs are, but about God being glorified because their needs have been met. Dogs realize that sometimes they're called upon to sacrifice for the advancement of the kingdom. Cats are not that fond of sacrifice. Dogs want to see God's glory go out to all nations. Dogs are willing to go or help send others to tell nations about God. Cats want to stay home. Home is where it's safe. Do cats want you to change their lives? They like things neat and comfortable. As long as they have a cozy place to lie down and sleep. As long as they have food. But dogs want to be changed. Dogs want to be trained. Dogs want to be encouraged to find new and better ways to serve their masters. I picked up a book last night and just started reading about the exploits of dogs. All the great things that dogs have done for humankind. You probably read some of those stories. The way that people who are incarcerated train dogs and find that in training dogs, they themselves are trained and changed. Our animals can do that for us. So by observing just our own pets, our cats and our dogs, we can see the heart that we should have. The heart of a dog that wants to serve the master, rather than the heart of a cat that wishes to be served. And so I ask that you consider the lessons that you learned from your pets, your cats and your dogs. What do cats teach you? What do they teach you about your relationship with your master? What do dogs teach you? What do they teach you about your relationship with your master? I've had a few cats that have been enthusiastic when I've come home, mostly because they think that that's the time that they're going to be fed. But my dogs are always enthusiastic when I come home. They act as though I've left them forever, even when all I did was go out to take out the trash. They clamor to see me. They are so excited. They're so, so glad that I'm with them. I was thinking, do we have that same excitement when we encounter our master? Are we so, so delighted to be in the presence of our God? If I could be half the follower that my dog is in serving my own master, I'd be doing well. Amen.